Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. We're continuing on in our series in Colossians, and this week we're looking at the concept of stability, the stability we receive from Christ. Stability and security are important for us to truly be free. That might sound a little counterintuitive, but it's true. For example, when a young child is learning to walk, they are more free to take the risks of walking if they know their loving parents are there to help them when they fall. Having the stability of the family unit allows them to grow. Well, think about it another way. I'm kind of weird in the fact that I actually really like heights. Or rather, I only like heights when I've got the stability and security of a safety harness or some other kind of protection. Only once I have those things do I have the freedom to explore and enjoy the heights and the views that I see. So stability is important if we truly want to be free. But where do we find our stability? Do we look for it in things that are long-lasting and certain? Or do we try to find stability in things that in reality are temporary and stable? COVID-19 demonstrated to us that many things we thought were stable and secure were actually insecure and uncertain. Where someone may have found stability in health and fitness, it soon was apparent that COVID-19 didn't care if you went to the gym 5 times a week or not. It could still cause health problems. When someone found stability in the work they did, whether paid or voluntary, suddenly much of this was stopped, severely limited, or altered in some way or other. For those who found stability in relationships, this was put under pressure, whether through the inability to physically meet with someone or being forced to be stuck inside with the same people without any relief. And even the stability and security that someone might find from their home was threatened, as the home went from a place of rest and safety to a prison we weren't allowed to leave. Crises tend to show that the things of the world would never be able to provide the stability and security that we need. It shows us that the security blanket we had been clinging to is really nothing more than worn out cloth. We need to learn to let go of our security blankets and trust in the ultimate stability found in Jesus. We cannot find stability in anything other than Jesus Christ. So let's look at Colossians 2, verses 1 to 7. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and those at Laodicea, and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in the body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. So those words in verses 6 and 7, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Because we have received Jesus as Lord, we can find our security in him. We can find our stability in Christ. But what does that mean in practicality? What does it look like to have stability in Christ? So firstly, it's important to note that the phrase Paul uses to talk about being rooted and being built up in Christ refer to being established in Christ in two different ways. The phrase being rooted in Christ refers to the stability we gain in Christ once and for all. We have already received this stability because we have accepted Christ. whereas the phrase referring to being built up in Christ thinks more of a continual building up. Therefore, we are to continue to grow and develop in our relationship with Christ. And this helps to provide us with more and more stability as we trust in him in greater amounts. So I think this is really important for us because it reminds us that we have stability in Christ. So we don't have to fear that we will be abandoned or left alone. So we are stable in Christ. But we are also reminded that we should not grow complacent and instead should continue to look to Christ more and more each day. Our stability in Christ comes from our relationship with him. And so we need to keep that relationship flourishing and growing to truly gain the full benefits of that stability. So what does that look like? Firstly, because we have stability in Christ, we can be sure of our identity. We are to continue to live our lives in him. That's what Paul says. This means that our very identity is found in God. Issues of identity seem to be something that constantly plagues our world. The popularity of family history searches, self-help books, all those kind of things show how much we long to establish our identity. I did a quick Google search for searching for myself and found countless websites, books, videos, podcasts, all that came up with different tricks to finding oneself. When we try to root our identity in something other than Jesus, we become so very lost and seek to find ourselves through different methods. But when we root ourselves in Jesus, we take on the identity that he gives us. We learn to listen to what God says about us rather than what the world speaks about us. Theologian Henri Nouwen talks about this in the most beautiful way. He says, "Over the years I have come to realise that the greatest trap in our life is not success, popularity or power, but self-rejection. Success, popularity and power can indeed present a great temptation, but their seductive quality often comes from the way they are part of the much larger temptation to self-rejection. When we have come to believe in the voices that call us worthless and unlovable, then success, popularity and power are easily perceived as attractive solutions. The real trap, however, is self-rejection. As soon as someone accuses me or criticises me, as soon as I am rejected, left alone or abandoned, I find myself thinking, well, that proves, once again, that I am a nobody. My dark side says, I am no good. I deserve to be pushed aside, forgotten, rejected and abandoned. Self-rejection is the greatest enemy of the spiritual life because it contradicts the sacred voice that calls us the beloved. Being the beloved constitutes the core truth of our existence." I love that sense of the sacred voice that calls us the beloved. Are you listening to that sacred voice? Continue to root yourself and build yourself up in him, because only Christ can give us the truth about our identity. As Henri Nouwen says, being the beloved should constitute the core truth of our existence. Our identity is found in Christ. We can also find our identity in Christ because of through relationships. We often try to seek stability and security in relationships, but no matter how amazing a relationship is with another human, we know that there will be times where we will be hurt or let down or in some way disappointed by the other person, just as we will hurt, let down or disappoint them. For example, I am amazingly happy with my relationship to Adam, and I'm definitely in what is popularly referred to as the honeymoon period. And it is referred to this because the period immediately after the wedding seems so blissful and perfect. But inevitably, couples will get on one another's nerves, and the real work of sustaining a loving relationship begins to set in as you learn to love each other even with the difficulties, rather than pretending they don't exist. But there is one relationship we can have certainty about, and that is our relationship with Jesus. Paul tells the Colossians, "My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ." He wants them to have the full riches of complete understanding of Christ, because Christ is with them and is in them. They are never alone and never abandoned. Whatever may happen in their earthly relationships, they can be certain that Jesus never turns his back on them. This is a certainty that we can have as well. We are never alone and never abandoned, and so we can be totally secure in our relationship with him. And as an added bonus, a relationship with Jesus also brings a relationship with his church. Paul prays that we may be united in love. Jesus is the head and we are the body, and we are called to support each other. Now, as I've already mentioned, human relationships are flawed and we mess up, and sometimes we get it very, very wrong in the way we treat each other. And sometimes, unfortunately, some people have been extremely hurt by the church. But the way God calls us to behave is to be united in love. I think church is an amazing place where people from very different backgrounds, old and young, are able to be a loving family with each other because Christ is our head. There have definitely been times where I have truly needed to rely on the support and love of the Christian family when I journeyed through difficult circumstances. So let us continue to be united in love and support one another with the love of Christ, because he is our head. So we can have security in our identity. We can have security in relationship. We can also have security and stability in our future. Because of our stability in Christ, we can have assurance for our future. We can be assured of our eternal future, as we know that because of Jesus, we have been rescued from our rebellion against God and cleaned of all our wrongs. We do not have to fear death or Satan, because Jesus has rescued us from his snares. We are secure in his grace and mercy. Paul alludes to this as he reminds the Colossians that they should not be deceived by fine-sounding arguments, because they know the mystery of God, namely Christ. I've had a number of conversations recently with people about death, and I am so glad for my certainty in Christ. Because when I talk with people who don't have faith, the sense of fear they have for death is overwhelming. In Christ, we do not have to fear the uncertainty of the future, because our future is stable and secure in him. We can also have assurance about our future on earth because of our stability and security in Christ. Paul says that in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. This means that there is nothing that is unknown to God. We can come to him with any and every question we have, and nothing will faze him, because God knows it all. And this also means that the future is not hidden to him. We cannot know what will happen tomorrow, let alone next week or further ahead. But God knows it all. Nothing surprises him. Because God knows everything, and because he is also trustworthy, we can allow God to be in charge of the direction of our lives, because he is with us and will walk with us through the difficult moments. He won't necessarily remove the difficult things, because as we saw last week, we grow and mature during those times. But he will be with us every step of the way, helping us and guiding us as we follow him. So we can trust God with our future. So knowing that we have stability in Christ, how should we respond? So as already noted, we continue to grow in our relationship with God, deepening our trust and commitment to him. And this means we give him our time. We can talk to God when we're doing other things, such as household chores. It certainly makes them more interesting if you're able to chat with God while doing the dishes. But we also need to give God quality time when it is just you and him. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to sit in stillness and silence if you find that difficult, but it does mean that however you connect with God, that you give him your full focus and don't allow yourself to be distracted. We cannot take him for granted. And that leads to our second response, thankfulness. Paul reminds the Colossians to be overflowing with thankfulness. When we are thankful, we remember all the amazing things that someone has done for us. When we are thankful towards God, we are reminded of all the good things he does for us, all the things we've done with us personally. And if that weren't enough, which it certainly is, being thankful causes us to remember all the things he has done for all humanity, and in fact the whole of creation. And if that wasn't enough, when we are thankful to God for what he has already done, it causes us to trust him even more for what he will do in the future. Thankfulness causes us to trust that God will do what he says he will, because we know we can take him at his word, because we've already seen how much he fulfills his promises. So, let's continue to root our lives in Jesus and build up our faith in him, to find stability in him, because nothing else will give you the stability you require. And as you do, work on your relationship with God, allow the Spirit to grow you closer and closer to him, and keep that spirit of thankfulness. Do not take God for granted.